Every day we make decisions. Agree? Every day we make decisions. Sometimes decisions are hard to make. Agree? In every decision you make, there is a risk involved. Agree? Decisions are big things. Decisions are such a part of our life, isn't it? Shruti Prabhu said, between B and D, there is C. And there's also D, decisions. We have to make decisions in our life, and how to know how to make the right decision. Here in this chapter, what Krishna begins to give us is a model known as the three modes of material nature. There is sattva, goodness. There is rajas, passion. And there is tamas, ignorance. If you want to know how to make the best decisions in life, just refer to this chapter and understand the qualities of these three different modes. And then you can know how to live a life in the mode of goodness. Every day you have to choose, what should I eat? Krishna tells you what to eat if you want to be in the mode of goodness. Someday you will have to choose, where do I want to live? Then Krishna tells you how to make the best decision. You will have to choose, how much time should I spend at work and how much time at home? Krishna will tell you how to live in a life in the mode of goodness. In other words, if we understand goodness, passion and ignorance, we can create a lifestyle for ourselves that will help our spirituality. Nowadays, people don't have good lifestyle. Agreed, isn't it? In our youth, we lose our health to get wealth. And then in our old age, we spend the same wealth to try to get the health back. That's the craziness of the world we're living in. You know, Yudhisthira said to Ramaraj, you know what is happiness? Happiness is three things. If you don't have to do too much traveling every day to go to work, if you can eat food which is cooked at home, and finally, someone who does not live on a loan. This is happiness. Are there many people in the world who can say they have these three things in their life? They don't live on a loan. They don't need to travel far every day. And they eat food cooked at home every single day. We don't have this kind of lifestyle anymore. Because people are not referring to Krishna's modes of nature and making decisions in the mode of goodness. And therefore we should know what kind of lifestyle to lead. In the 700 verses of the Gita, 100 verses are dedicated by Krishna to talking about the three modes of material nature. Because if you don't have the right lifestyle, it will be very, very difficult to practice the chanting of Hare Krishna and the reading of Bhagavad Gita and all the other spiritual activities. And therefore, lifestyle is such a big part of what Krishna teaches to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita. So we should not get trapped into the consumeristic, modern, fast-paced lifestyle. Isn't it? One person said, consumerism means you buy things with money you don't have for people you don't like. This is just consumerism. We're just buying and buying and buying. No, this kind of lifestyle will not help our spirituality. So this chapter 14 is very valuable to us if we utilize it properly. Because in this chapter, Krishna will give you all the insights into how to craft your life so you make the best decisions. Because remember, whatever decision you make, that will lead to an action. Your actions repeatedly will become habits. Your habits will then form your character, and your character will determine your destiny. Everything begins with the decisions that you make. Therefore, Krishna is saying, make the best decisions, make decisions which will help you to live in the mode of goodness. And by living in the mode of goodness and simultaneously practicing Krishna consciousness, Sagunan Samatityaitan Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate, you will be able to transcend the material world and come to the point of Brahman.